This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 VN. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
You can text the word scam to 73389 if you want to hear any of Gavin's old phone scams. What do you got today?
We're calling Beth, and Beth's boyfriend wants me to give her a phone scam. So she works at a big box store, so I'm calling as Don Quake to see if anybody turned in Don's hearing aid, which he dropped.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling. This is Beth. How can I help you?
How you doing? I got myself a little bit of a problem. Who is this?
This is Beth. You have a little problem?
How you doing, Seth? Yes, I do. So the problem that I have is I was in your establishment just yesterday buying some things that I'm going to need for a camping trip coming up. And okay. I knelt down to look at some shoes and my hearing aid fell out of my ear. Now, I need it back, and I need it back today because we're planning on leaving tomorrow.
Of course, yes. Let me just check real quick to see if hearing aid has been handed in. Just a moment.
Can you please check?
Yes, I said I was going to check to see if a hearing aid was turned in.
I can wait while you go look, okay?
Thank you. That's what I said. Let me just go check. Hold on one moment.
All righty.
Hello, sir. Yes, there has not been a hearing aid turned in. I don't see any here. Perhaps you could just leave your name and number, and I could call you back.
I was talking to somebody named Seth. Who is this?
No. It was Beth with a B. B as in boy.
Oh, Beth. Hey, did you find my hearing aid?
No, sir, I did not. No one has turned it in.
Okay, I'll be right down.
No one has turned. Sarah, has anybody turned in a
hello?
A hearing aid? Hold on, I'm just checking with my coworker. Hi, sir. Hello?
Yes. I'm calling because I lost my hearing aid.
Yes, I understand, but there is no hearing aid here.
Okay.
Sir.
All right. So how late are you open? Was it by the shoes?
No, we did not find a hearing aid.
I knew it was there.
No, sir, we do not have your hearing aid. If you would like to leave your name and number, if somebody wants to call, if somebody finds it, they can call you back.
Why would you call me?
If we found your hearing aid.
Listen, I'm going camping this weekend with my grandson, and he has a soft lady voice, and I am not going to be able to hear him talk, which could be problematic if we get attacked by wildlife and or Democrats.
Well, sir, what?
Did you... Is it by the shoes?
No, sir, we did not find... No. No hearing aid.
Can you go get Seth? I think he has a better idea of what's going on.
There is no Seth works here. There is no Seth. There is a Sarah and a Michael, but there is no Seth.
Okay.
I am Seth with a B.
Thank you. I'll wait.
Oh, my God. Sir, are you still there?
That was quick. Okay, that's good. Thank you.
No. Oh, my God.
I'm going to hop in my car. I'll see you. I only live about 10 minutes away, so I will come down there. Who do I talk to pick it up?
Please don't come down here. We do not have your hearing aid, sir.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure I can see what's going on here, and I understand. So, wink, wink, and I will be down there not to get my hearing aid sometime in the next 10 minutes, okay?
Yeah, no.
All righty. I'll see you soon. And one last thing before I go, okay?
Yes, sir.
None of this has been real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam. You're on 106.5.
Oh,
you're on the radio.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? I almost lost it.
Your boyfriend Adam asked me to do this, so I apologize for wasting your time.
Oh, my God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.